It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to My Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Tossie, and I am your host, and I'm so excited about today's show because the one and only boss, Melissa Renee, who's our keynote speaker for Dare to Aspire, April 28th and 29th, is going to be in the building. I'm so excited. And as everyone knows, thanks to all our vendors who have bought we've sold out of our vendor booths. We have one more VIP vendor booth left. I mean, tickets are going like crazy. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. This is our 7th conference for women and moms in business, and we're so excited. So, Melissa, I think she's already on the line, so I can't wait to connect. But before we do that, I just want to say today is March 21st, 2017. It is about 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m., a few minutes after 11 a.m. Pacific time, and 1 p.m. on the Central Time. So we're going to pay some bills, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to give her fabulous MGN introduction, and then we're going to chat. So stay tuned.
Zulon Press presents The Need Word, a compelling Christian novel by Ron Short, a powerful drama detailing the changes that God works in a person's life once they surrender control into His mighty hands. A story of troubles, trials, and triumphant transformations. The Need Word, available in all formats on Amazon.com and from Zulon Press. Ask your bookstore today about The Need Word. Check out ronshort.net for details. The Need Word. Get your copy today.
Hair Yum is the fastest growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transform your hair with one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com.
Lipo7.com injections are compounded in the USA using only the highest quality materials. All of their nutritional compounds have been carefully formulated by doctors and an experienced compounding pharmacist and then tested for efficacy and safety. Go to their website now to order Lipo B12, HCG, and other weight loss injections. Lipo7.com. L-I-P-O, the number 7.com. Lipo7.com.
All right, we are back with Melissa Renee. So let me give her fabulous introduction. So she was born in Illinois, and Melissa spent her childhood between St. Louis and Las Vegas. She was deemed a social butterfly by her peers and made friends fast. So it wasn't long that Melissa found herself going down a path she was not quite ready for in life. Finding herself pregnant at 16, she was scared, but she was able to find her inner strength. With the support of parents, shout out to good parents, Melissa found the courage and determination to press forward. She met the love of her life, Floyd Mayweather, and though their love affair ended, their friendship grew deeply, all while being great parents to their daughter. Melissa discovered her hidden talents and the business of celebrating women, which is why we love her and why she's a keynote at our 2017 conference. With that, she created Divana Love, a boutique Beauty Bar, specializing in trending women's fashion, select designer apparel, and TMT specialty items. The establishment supports women with helping them find their inner strength within. So outside of being an entrepreneur, she's a philanthropist, a mom, and through it all, she has emerged through the fray as a successful businesswoman, motivational speaker, and like I said, a philanthropist. So without, where's our applause? I'm like asking the my producer, where's the applause? We got to get applause. So we are so excited. Yay! We finally got our applause to work to introduce this boss. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous. Thanks for joining us. I'm so excited.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Well, I know you're a busy, busy entrepreneur. So I just wanted to, let's jump in because 30 minutes flies by. So, you know, tell us, you know, a little bit about kind of like how you got started in the world of fashion.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in the world of fashion. I love to dress up, dress down, whatever have you. And so, you know, I was like, you know what, let me put this in play, in motion, and open myself a business where I can display my fashion and my ideas, you know, what I think looks good. And so I went on ahead and I opened myself a boutique.
Wow. Now, how did you come up with the name for your, is it after, you know, tell us the story of the name and the location of your boutique.
So I got the name by just combining my son and my daughter's name together, which my son's name is Davion and my daughter's name is Ayana, so I just called it Divana Love. Now, the love part just came for my love of fashion, my love for, you know, women, supporting women, making women feel beautiful. That's where the love part came in. And my location in Las Vegas is actually like almost kind of like in a residential commercial shopping center. I wanted to do something like that because when you think of boutique, you know, you think of something you can just pull up to, jump out the car, and go in. With, you know, like a strip mall versus being.
I love it. And, you know, a lot, and I just want to say, you are so gorgeous. I mean, for y'all, go to Dare to Aspire. You'll see her picture. I mean, a lot of moms, even before the show, they were like, you got to get Beauty Secrets because your skin, your hair. I was like, you are just really, really pretty. Oh, I think we lost her. Well, call back in, Melissa, while she's doing that. Like I was saying, you know, I put her picture, and I got a couple of messages like, asked her what she uses on her skin, asked her what she uses on her hair, and I'm like, oh, you know I'm going to ask because she is really flawless. Go while she's dialing back in, go please, and y'all know this is live radio. Y'all have been with me long enough to know how things happen and we just keep it moving, but go to Dare to Aspire and you can actually see her picture. And I'm like, I got to ask her, hi, Melissa.
Hi, I'm sorry, I don't know how that call dropped. I'm like, I'm in a good place, so I don't know what happened.
I was like, oh, this is live radio. I was like, moving on like bosses do, you know. I was just talking about before you, because I've never met her live. You know, I saw her, I follow her, and I was like, oh, my God, she's a boss. I love what she's doing. I love, you know, boxing and Floyd. We're going to get into that briefly. But I was just talking about how pretty you are. Can you share with some of the moms, you know, your workout, you know, what you use on your skin, your hair?
Yeah, so, you know, I just think it's very important for women to try to their best to keep up, you know, just keep yourself active, you know, whether it's, you know, walking or running on a treadmill. I just think that that's all a part of, you know, you feeling good about yourself, so to speak. So I just try to go, and I do a lot of cardio. I try to lift weights sometimes. You know, I just try to keep my body, you know, as much in shape as possible. And as far as my skin, I shared my little secret with people a little while ago on my Snapchat. I personally use, I exfoliate a lot. I think that you need to exfoliate. It's really good for your skin. It keeps it soft. And so I use coffee grounds, coconut oil, and sugar as a mix as for my exfoliation. And there's a lot of benefits in coffee grounds. You should look that up, like caffeinated coffee. Like it tightens the skin. It's good for cellulite, like all of that. So I just looked up some of those benefits, and that's what I use on my skin. That's my little skin regimen. But, you know, I just feel like I said, if you do certain things, you know, as a mom, you get busy and sometimes we tend to fall off. But if you try to just focus on yourself and make sure you put yourself first, I think that, you know, contributes to you feeling better every day.
Wow. I love it. I love the inside scoop. I love it. and, you know, a lot because your skin, everybody was like, oh, my God, her skin. So I love that. So y'all write it down. Do it. And so when you see her, because I think there's a couple of skincare businesses that are vendors. So anyway, I know they're all going to be talking to you because your skin is really, really gorgeous. So I mentioned, Melissa, about Floyd. Can you just briefly, because, you know, a lot of people do know you. You're the mother of his child, of your daughter with him. Can you talk about kind of how y'all met and anything you want to share about that relationship?
So I actually met Floyd here in Las Vegas. I was 16 at the time. This was just like 8 months after I had had my son. So I ended up meeting him, and a girlfriend of mine introduced me to him. And, I mean, he just was always real charming off the top, you know. I didn't know much about boxing. I mean, of course, you knew, like, who the Mike Tyson was and Evander Holyfield, but I never really studied boxing or followed it. And so, like, once we, you know, started hanging out and I started going to the gym and watching him train, I was just like, oh, my God, like, this dude is amazing. I was like, he's going to be a star. I could just already tell off top. And just the way he just, his skills, they were just crazy. So we dated for a while, almost 4 years before my daughter came into the picture. And, you know, he was just that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? Every time he picked me up, I knew we were going to have a good time. We always went somewhere and had something to do. But we always had a really good friendship first and foremost, before anything. So I think with us, you know, not end up being together, it was just easy and natural for us to remain friends and have a really good, you know, parenting between each other and, you know, just, you know, remaining cool.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Yes. I love it. I love it. Hey, I was going to say I want tickets to his next fight, but who knows when that will be, right? So,
well, you know they said that he might be coming out of retirement.
I know. Don't worry. When you come to the ATL, we gonna talk. I want to be good because I am, and y'all know if you follow me on Facebook and all that, I am a part of the money team. Like, I love boxing, and I always have supported, you know, Floyd when he fights. So shout out to Floyd. Now, going back to, you know, your boutique, which, you know, you're opening. Is it your third boutique this year or your fourth boutique?
Well, what happened was I was working on my second and going into the third, but I just had some issues that I came across, you know, as far as like location and what exactly I wanted to do. So right now, if I do end up, it'll end up being my second location now.
Oh, that's awesome. Where do you think you're located? Okay, let me ask you something, because a lot of women, how do you even decide where to when to have a second location and where you're going to put it?
I would say depending on how your business does, you know, just from, you know, from the start, my business like really took off. And, you know, a lot of times they tell you that most businesses will fail in the first year to 3 years. But, I mean, I was so impressed with my numbers that, you know, once I got to my second year, I was like, you know what, we can open another location. I think that will be good. But when you're talking in terms of location, of course, everybody knows location is everything. I was thinking more so maybe the mall, just because you get that foot traffic coming through all the time. So that's where, if I do a second location, that's where it's going to be. It'll be a mall.
Now, have you ever thought about, like, coming to, like, Atlanta, Houston? I think one time you said Mississippi. I follow her on her live thing. You were saying something about Mississippi. But have you ever thought about venturing out to the South, like Atlanta?
And you know what? Yes, actually I have, because I get so many people who actually tell me it'll be a good idea for you to put a boutique here. Now, the reason why I had said Mississippi is because, you know, like places like that, they really don't, I'm not going to say they don't have it, but they probably don't have that many. And I think, you know, when you have a following base from people all over and you have people who are in those type of cities where it's more kind of slower and you bring your trends and your fashion yep. to a city like that, it's better for you. So I think that it would, the boutique would do wonderful in a city like, you know, somewhere in Mississippi.
Yeah, no, you know what? I always tell people get a pen and paper. That is very, because sometimes you don't want to put your products like in somewhere that's oversaturated. So I love that strategy of putting it, you know, in a place like Mississippi, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to all, because we don't want any emails. We're not saying Mississippi is country. We're just saying, you know, it might not have as much as like the L.A.'s and the Los and the New York cities, but shout out to all the people in Mississippi. So a couple of questions more about your boutique. What is the price point? Like, can an everyday mom working, you know, at a bank afford your items? Like, tell us about some of the stuff you have in the boutique.
Yes, that's one thing I definitely pride myself on, is the fact that my items are very affordable. And I did that for the simple fact that there's so many women that are out here working hard who can't afford, you know, to go to Neiman Marcus and Saks and pay that type of money. So you have to have something for everybody all around, because when we know that when we get dressed up and we put something on that we like, that makes us feel good. And if you can't afford it, then, you know, that kind of just shoots down everything for you, just your whole pride, everything. So I pride myself on the fact that my clothes, my price point, I don't think I've ever had anything in my store over $150, but that is just, you know, that those are the more exclusive things, you know, exclusive items in the store if I have that. But everything is real affordable, very, very affordable.
Wow, I love that. Love that. We're chatting live with Melissa Renee. She's going to be the keynote speaker at the 7th Dare to Aspire. And shout out to Linda in the chat room. She said, "Do you look gorgeous, and do you do a high protein diet?" Thanks for the question. Do you eat high protein?
Yes, tell her thank you so much for the beautiful comment. And, yes, I actually do. My girlfriend is the one who has me on it, because I really never knew too much about what you should be eating, and she was like, high protein. So I do a lot of we do, like, egg whites. We do tuna. We do a lot of, like, you know, chicken, fishes, things that have the high protein in it. And so, yes, to answer her question, I do stick to a high protein diet.
Wow. And let me ask you, again, back to your skin, and y'all catch the replay to hear her secrets, but do you drink only water, or do you drink other drinks?
I drink a lot of water. That's very important. And I don't really do sodas too much. Every now and then I might have one if I eat pizza or something like that. But other than that, maybe sweet tea. I do have a thing for sweet tea.
love it. We are chatting live with Melissa Renee. Now, is your last name Renee or Brim? I've seen two different last names.
Okay, so my middle name is Renee, so that's why I go by Melissa Renee, and Brim is my last name.
Oh, awesome. Now, at our last conference, we had a lot of moms that were there that openly, you know, shared that they were going through some relationship stuff. It was hard to start a business. A couple of them have gone through a divorce, and it was just tough. And so I wanted to ask you if you had, especially for the moms out there, the single moms, or the moms that are going through a divorce, whatever, what advice would you give a working mom that's just trying to do better for her kids, but maybe has some drama in the relationship department?
Right. Well, with that, I mean, and that's just with anybody, you know, we all go through things. But I always tell people, you know, always put yourself first. Because if you're no good for yourself, you're not going to be any good for anybody else, you know. And your kids, they depend on you. And it's hard, you know, and sometimes you may have to shut that door and cry alone or whatever. But, you know, just keep pushing and just know that if you look ahead and you see yourself somewhere, if you continue to think that way, you will reach that goal, and it's way greater in the end.
I love it. I love it. Way greater. Now, speaking about things and mistakes, what was kind of, if you don't mind sharing, your biggest mistake or the lesson that, hey, you know, I know now, you know, I wish I knew when I first started, you know, my small business, or, you know, can you share any, like, lessons learned?
There were actually a lot of lessons learned along the way. I can't just say anything in, you know, specifically that just stands out, but there were just things that you learn about, you know, even with having my business license and paying the taxes and, you know, just different things that you learn that you may not have known because you've never been a business owner. But I learned it, and now that I know everything, I know it's like putting a piece of the puzzle together, you know, and now it's all like I'm almost to the end of the puzzle. So I'm still learning, but at the same time, the pieces have came together very well.
Yes, yes. And sorry if I'm not pronouncing Shaquina, was like, did Floyd fund your businesses or did you fund them yourself? Thanks for that in the chat room. Thank y'all.
Yes, I did not have to go out and get a personal loan. My daughter's father did step in and tell me, you know, I know that you have things that, you know, you have dreams and stuff like that. So I want you to take this and I want you to do with you, you know, what you want with it for your business. And that's why I chose to do my boutique. And like I said, my thing is, you know, I feel like you can give somebody money, but it's what they do with it that matters. And in the end, you can give, you know, you can give someone 100 grand and they go and they spend it on everything but something that's going to help them later on. So that's why I took that and I made sure that I was going to make a profit off of what I was given to open my business.
I love it. And you know what? I know people in the chat room, like you said, might say, oh, you know, but still, first of all, I love your honesty. I love honest people because you could have been like, no, I worked, da, da, da. But I love the fact that you said also many people have gotten a lot of money and they're broke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just watch the lottery when they win millions. But you take the money, you flip it, you know, and you keep doing something successful. So I love it. Where's our applause? We have this new applause thing that I love. I love. I'm so crazy. I love this applause thing. But so I love that. And you still have to keep, you know, working at your business, correct? Are there any challenges that you face, you know, with your boutique that you can share?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, of course I have to, you know, even though I was given the money to start my business, I'm here every day. I'm the one who does all the traveling back and forth to California to work with my vendors, you know, vendors that are overseas, whatever have you, I do all of that. And so, you know, that it can get tiring sometimes, but at the same time, though, you know, I've always said that I think the most sexiest thing about a woman is a woman who is very independent and she's a boss and she's making moves. So when I'm on those long trips,
that's right.
Like yesterday, for example, yesterday I drove all the way to LA. I came all the way back, got off the road, and I went and I worked out. And I'm like, I was exhausted, but I was like, you know what? I'm getting it, you know, and it just makes me feel good. It like it motivates me even more. So, you know, the fact that I do have to be down here and everything, it's my love. So I don't mind being here and putting in extra hours and, you know, having to put any time in. If somebody else maybe has to call in and, they, you know, I have to be here, I'm completely fine with that because it's mine and nobody else is going to run it the way I would run it.
Nobody else. I love it. Melissa, you are such and you know what? A lot of people, when I was reading up about Melissa, y'all, a lot of people kept saying her personality, like you just have such a nice personality, and I was so impressed by that. I was really, really impressed by that. What do you think some of, like, if you could describe yourself, what are some traits that you would use to describe yourself?
I would just say just overall, like, I'm a very, very loving and caring person. I really am. Like, I care and I love really hard. So, but, you know, just funny, just like to have a good time and just really just live life, because so many people take it so serious. And I understand that, you know, life isn't good for everybody, but, you know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. You just got to keep, you know, keep working, because I've hit hard times, you know, and a lot of people may not think that, but I have. And so, you know, I've just always said, you know what, I got to press forward. I got to move forward. I have to do what I have to do. And, you know, that's why I always just try to listen to comedy and keep myself just upbeat and just happy, because it just makes you feel differently when you can laugh instead of just being sad all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good advice. Very good advice. And speaking of your personality, it goes hand in hand, you're a philanthropist as well. And, you know, you help at-risk youth, nonprofit organizations, rescue mission. Can you talk about that a little bit, just the work you do in the Las Vegas area?
Yes, I definitely do a lot of work with them. And I also, you know, get into like donating clothes, you know, whether it be, you know, clothes that my daughter doesn't wear anymore, and giving those to, you know, there's mothers who, you know, have children who are in need, and we pass those clothes along. I go out and I feed the homeless, and I do that myself. And nowadays, you know, they're telling you that, you know, you could be ticketed for helping the homeless by giving, you know, dropping off food and stuff. And I'm like, you know what, give me the ticket. I'll take the ticket. But I just really like to be out in the community and helping, because, you know, like I said, a lot of people, if you look at some of these people out here, they just fell on hard times. And that can happen to anybody. It can happen to someone who's a millionaire, you know, and you lose everything that you have. And I just really, you know, it really is the subject that touches me, you know, so that's why I'm out here and I'm trying my best to help and really be involved.
Well, I like it. And I don't know, when you said that about millions, I don't know why Mike Tyson's name came up. But, yeah, you can have a lot of millions and then lose it all. And no shade to Mike Tyson. You know, I grew up, I used to watch Iron Mike. But you just never know what the future, you know, holds. Never know. Now, Melissa, we have like a few more minutes. I just wanted to talk to you about like the marketing of your boutique and your brand. Like, how did you market your boutique to get so many people to like it, to shop with you?
Well, luckily I had, you know, a pretty big, you know, following base on Instagram, and that helped me. And then also, you know, Floyd has a huge following base, and these were like the free avenues that we were able to go down by just, you know, a shout out here, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you have to use that to your advantage. So, I mean, if it's free and you can get somebody to shout you out, you know, do that, take advantage of that. And then I also did some radio slots, and then, you know, passing flyers out within the, you know, the city. So, you know, it's just different things that you have to do to try to, you know, keep it going, because the marketing is actually, it's key. It's key to you being successful.
It's key. Yes, it is so key. It is. You said that again. Marketing is key. Now, your daughter is so pretty, too.
Thank
is
you.
Is that like your biggest accomplishment, your kids, your role as a mom?
You know what? I definitely pride myself on it. And the thing is, you know, I became a mother so young, but I always knew my responsibility. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it takes to just make sure that my kids are okay, because my parents made, you know, they always made sure that no matter what, even if they were having money problems or whatever, they always made sure that we never went without, and they did their best, you know, to not let us know what was going on. But, you know, I love being a mother, and I love my kids. Like, they're amazing, and to be able to sit here and talk to them now that they're, you know, young adults is like the best feeling in the world. So I just want them to look at me and be proud of me.
Oh, and I know they are. I know they are. And your daughter, she has a strong following. She's doing very well herself, you know, which you must be proud about that, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely proud of her. And, you know, she has her head on straight. We'll be going to D.C. this week, and I'm actually going to be taking her to do a tour of Howard University, because she wants to go for business. She wants to take over her dad's promotional company. So, yeah, so she's got her head on straight
now.
Wow. 16 going on 17. Yeah, yes.
Wow, I love that. I love the legacy, passing it on down, and girls rock. I mean, I love it. I have two girls. So I'm all about, you know, girls can take on the daddy's business and just continue to make it more successful. You know, that's the beauty of it all. Now, what else motivates you? What else motivates you?
You know what? My family, definitely. You know, I am very, very close to my family. And it's not, I don't have a huge family. I have my mom and my dad here and some of my uncles and my aunt here. And then I have my friends and I'm very, very close to them. So they motivate me because not only do I want to do good, I want to see them doing good. So when you're able to be doing good, you're able to position yourself to help them as well. So that actually motivates me as well.
I love it. We are live. We have about 5 more minutes left. We are live with Melissia Renee. She's going to be our keynote speaker at our 7th Theater Inspire Conference. You're going to meet her live in the ATL, April 28th and 29th. And I was going to just ask you, this is kind of like on a closing note, like how do you balance it all? I mean, you have your boutiques, your mom to 2 kids, you're, you know, in Las Vegas, you know, how do you balance everything?
You know what? It could get challenging at times, but I think I just kind of learn the system, you know what I'm saying? And so therefore, you know, sometimes I have to sacrifice not being at home for a while and my kids, you know, not seeing me or being able to cook them a dinner like I'd like to, but they understand it. And that's why I'm glad that they're older now that I'm doing this, and because they do get it. So I think at this point in my life where I'm at, it's cool. It works itself out. And then I always take time for myself as well. You know, I go out of town or I go out and I hang out at a club and have a good time. So you got to make sure that you take those breaks and reward yourself for all the hard work that you're putting in.
Yes, yes. And one more question from Nicole. She said, do you think you'll find love again? It must be hard to date when she's dated somebody like Floyd. Is it hard for people to meet up, I guess? Well, let me let you answer. Yeah,
I guess it could be kind of hard because, you know, I think that most of the men that I've come in contact with, a lot of them are intimidated, you know, by the situation that where I come from. And what they don't really understand is that's not even, you know, that's not even really me. Like, if you really get to know me, you would know that I'm just looking for someone that's going to love me and, you know, a lot of other things, you know. But it has been a challenge. But right now, you know, I'm so focused that I really don't even have the time to even worry about that. But I know that it'll come one day.
Oh, and who knows? You might get back with Floyd. Nobody knows the future, but God. So
nobody
I mean,
knows.
You know,
the future.
I never know. Yeah, I love. We posted something, y'all, on our Instagram where it was a Floyd repost, and I read it like 5 times because I was like, "This is so not. It's very, very thoughtful." And so you'll see the post. Just go to our Instagram, Dare to Inspire page. I thought it was such a nice thing for somebody to do, and I thought that was so nice. So, Melissia, what else is in store for your boutique? Do you have anything else you want to share with us? Any exclusives that we can be like, ooh, you heard it first on MGM Radio?
Well, actually, summertime is my favorite, so I get, like, the most amazing stuff in my boutique for the summertime. So I'm actually, you know, just I love, you know, launching all the new stuff for summer. And then I'm going to have, like, a real huge party for my 3-year anniversary. And that's pretty much it right now. Like I said, maybe that second location that I might be opening. And that's about it, though.
Yep. Wow, that's a lot. Where's your party going to be?
Yeah.
Las Vegas or...
Yes, it's definitely going to be here in Las Vegas. Yeah, I've just been so busy, so I didn't get to have it right around that 3-year mark, which was at the beginning of March. But I'm definitely going to have a huge party and celebration, and everybody's going to be invited. So if they're in Las Vegas, I will be posting it on my page so they can find out.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Melissia, I was going to ask you my last question. I could talk to her all day, but I was going to, like, where do you get your pieces from? Like, where? Because you have some trendy, and you model them. I was on your page. I was like, oh, I want that. I want that. But I was like, well, they look like they do on her, on me, you know. But I love your pieces, and you model them, so that's cool. Where do you find them?
So I have vendors, thank you, by the way, but I have vendors that I shop with all over. You know, I have vendors in L.A., I have vendors in New York, so, you know, you kind of just have to, it's kind of hard, but I have to just like, I kind of just pick things that I like, but I also have to keep in mind that sometimes I might take a friend with me, and if she sees something that she likes, I kind of take her input too, because everybody may not like the same things I like. So I just try to keep that in mind. And as far as modeling my clothes, the boutique off that way, and it's like once I get a new model to model the clothes, it's like they don't want to see them. They want to see me in it. So I have to continue to do it, which I don't mind. But, I mean, you know, it works out good. And, you know, I hope, you know, everybody that I've gotten feedback from, they love everything when they get their items. So that makes me feel really good.
Yeah, they're very trendy. I love them. I love them.
Thank
and
you.
Do you have all things? You're very, like you said earlier, you work out, you're very fit. Do you have all sizes, you know, like for those who might not be so fit or whatever, you know, do you have all sizes in your boutique?
I do, and yes, I do carry anywhere from small to 3X. Now, my thing is I never like the word plus size. So what I call my plus size is more to love. So if you come to my store, it's the More Love collection, because I never like that word.
I love it. You know, like plus size. Yeah, I was like, oh, the more. I don't even know what I said. Yes. But, no, I love it, Melissa. I can't wait to see you in like 38, 37 days. It's going to be amazing.
I'm excited too.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your time today. I know you're busy, busy, busy. And please tell people how to, you know, connect with you.
Yes, thank you for having me. And you guys can connect with me on IG at Melissa Renee, or you can follow the boutique at Divana Love Boutique or www.shopdivanalove.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and have an amazing day.
Thank you guys for having me. You have a good day as well.
Yay. Where's my applause? Yay. Okay. I'm so extra. All right. Well, thanks. I'm so excited. We have another show tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be one of our vendors who has an amazing book, Why Am I Still Single? And so she's going to be on the show. And, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I can't wait to see everyone April 28th and 29th at our upcoming conference in Atlanta. Get your tickets. They will sell out. All right. Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.